You're listening to SBS News.
Isabella Leung has never known life outside immigration detention. Her mother, Huyen Tran, was put into the Melbourne Immigration Transit Accommodation Facility 20 months ago when she was 5 months pregnant with Isabella. On Friday, the 15-month-old was rushed to hospital with influenza A. Human Rights for All lawyer Alison Batterson says Isabella's health has suffered from a life in detention.
Isabella had for weeks been experiencing fevers, vomiting and various other symptoms of illness. And after many requests for proper medical care, she was eventually taken via ambulance to a hospital in Melbourne where she remains.
Refugee advocates say Isabella and her mother should be released into the community. Huang Trung says a lot of the needs of people in detention centres aren't attended to until there's intervention from lawyers or advocates.
Little Isabella, since the day she was born in detention, has not had the care that she needs. She's not getting the immunisation that she needs, and the environment is just not fit for people, let alone kids. So really worried about that.
Amelia Christo from Mums for Refugees says the situation is heartbreaking.
My son has had influenza A this year, went through his primary school, and a lot of kids were very, very sick. And my heart goes out to this mother with a very sick child who's got a fever and who's vomiting. And I can only imagine what it must be like then to have to fight to get medical care.
But a spokesperson for Australian Border Force says a range of care, welfare and support arrangements are in place to provide for the needs of children in detention. Ms. Tran's husband, Paul Lee, is currently living and working in Melbourne. Lawyer Ms. Batterson is calling for the family to be reunited.
Isabella can be placed in the community until if and when Huyen does leave Australia. You know, there is no reason, no other Western democratic country detains asylum seekers in this manner. So in terms of arguments around why detention is needed, those arguments just fall away in the face of common sense.
Australian Border Force denies Isabella is being detained, saying she has been living in detention at her mother's request, but is able to come and go from the facility and stay in the community with her family. But Ms. Batterson says that's not feasible.
Isabella's father, yes, is in the community, but he's on a working visa. So he would have to leave his job to care for Isabella, which would mean that he no longer complies with the requirements of his visa. So there is not really a choice for anyone to care for Isabella, except for Isabella's mother.
This is the latest incident at the Melbourne facility, coming only days after the death of a man at the facility and another man's hospitalisation with self-inflicted injuries. Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.